As I stated earlier, this simple hands-on experiment is sufficient for me to conclude that the expanding Earth hypothesis does at least one of the things that it claims to do. And that is to show that all continents can be arranged to fit together very well on an Earth that is half the current diameter. Note that a German engineer and scientist, Otto Christoph Hilgenberg, did the same sort of reconstructions in 1933, except that he did a succession of Earth diameters. This simple experiment and the fit of the continents doesn't mean that we have proved that the Earth expanding Earth hypothesis is correct, but it does provide a very strong basis for further consideration of the theory. It also poses exciting questions and greatly broadens our thinking on the subject. Note that this experiment doesn't disprove the continental drift theory. It actually parallels and complements continental drift. However, some of the critiques of continental drift, as stated by the expanding Earth proponents, are serious challenges to continental drift theory. What is right about expanding Earth hypothesis? It provides a complete fit of all the continents. It provides an additional concept for mountain formation. It provides an interesting theory for the giant size of dinosaurs and why huge pterosaurs might have been able to fly. It provides the same geological and seafloor data fits as continental drift, although it goes further. And I won't go into many other implications of expanding Earth. What is wrong with expanding Earth? It is extremely important to look at many critiques of any theory, as others may point out issues that we don't think of ourselves. So what do critics say about the expanding Earth hypothesis? The Earth can't expand. To me, this is the main conceptual challenge, but is certainly plausible even though it is difficult to explain. For example, the Earth has probably always received a huge amount of material from the Sun for billions of years, and it is likely that the mass transfer is highly variable, like most other natural processes. Many concepts have been used to explain the expansion. I'm not strongly convinced by any of them, and I'm uncomfortable with some. But this critique, that the Earth can't expand, is seriously flawed. Don't forget that dominant theories for the formation of the solar system do assume planetary growth, usually through agglomeration, but they also assume that this only happened early in the Earth's formation. Modern geosurveying has long shown that the Earth is expanding very slowly, and this is confirmed by modern satellite and other data. Scientists have simply ignored the very small growth measurements, assuming that it is close enough to zero to assume that it is zero. On the other hand, the measured expansion does appear to be compatible with rates of separation of the continents, and those are accepted by mainstream science. Neil Adams proposes a particularly strange idea for the mass creation within the Earth. This is strongly, but not always fairly, criticized, as he uses some concepts that are actually assumed by physicists in some areas, and that is not mentioned by the critics. I personally have read through a small amount of physics literature on this subject for another purpose altogether. Question: what do you think could explain the Earth's expansion? Another critique of the expanding Earth hypothesis is that it isn't required. Some critics suggest that the Earth expanding Earth hypothesis provides no explanations beyond what we already get from continental drift theory. Given the common basis and similarity between these two theories, in a loose sense, this point does have some merit. However, there are very important differences between the two theories, and continental drift is missing outcomes from expanding Earth. Furthermore, never believe a scientist when he says that a theory explains all known data. In my experience, this statement is almost always incorrect, even for modestly complex systems. but you will have to search hard for counter data and analysis, as this is often actively suppressed and attacked by the mainstream. Another critique of Expanding Earth is that it is brittle. Neil Adams does point this out, which other critics have not, that the theory is brittle in the sense that only one process of continental movements works with the seafloor data, whereas continental drift is more flexible in this sense. There are many other critiques of the expanding Earth hypothesis. However, if you look closely at most of the critiques, they are not always solid. Additionally, to me, most of these critiques do not affect the viability of the basic hypothesis. What is right about continental drift theory? As we previously stated, continental drift can match continental or continental shelf coastlines, albeit it cannot provide a total fit of all coastlines. Continental drift matches the data for geology across continents, as expected given that it was this geology, plus seafloor data showing the ocean rifting and subduction processes, that was key to the acceptance of the theory. Keep in mind that strengths of the continental drift theory are usually also strengths of the expanding Earth hypothesis. What are the critiques of continental drift theory? There aren't enough subduction zones. While I haven't done my homework here, although I assume that scientists who raise this point have some credibility, and again, you have to do a check on these things, I have looked at seismic data that are not convincing proofs of subduction, but seem to have been assumed to show subduction because it is there. If there are insufficient subduction zones, then continental drift theory is either wrong or incomplete. The process of subduction postulates that less dense continental plates slide under much heavier seafloor plates. While this is possible, it is a strong critique. Continental drift has to ignore the fit between continents at the outer coast of giant supercontinent Pangaea or other configurations. This means that the selection of internal fits and external coastlines is probably somewhat arbitrary, and that the fit of continental geologies cannot be as full as with expanding Earth. Continental drift must assume arbitrary movements of continents that do not agree with available seafloor data. I am not convinced by this critique, although it is perhaps well supported by Adams and others in material that I haven't seen. Several categorical statements made by Neil Adams to critique continental drift theory appear to be wrong to me, albeit, again, I haven't done real work to look into these critiques and to see the details that he and others may have provided to support the critiques. Do you have to choose one of these theories? As a warning, before deciding to keep one theory and throw out the other, keep in mind that continental drift and expanding Earth can be seen as being complementary theories. My personal recommendation is to maintain multiple conflicting hypotheses, even when one theory works best and is widely or universally accepted by the entire scientific community, and even where some of the theories are clearly wrong. In other words, follow the famous warning. All theories are wrong, but some are useful. To which I add, while the overwhelming consensus mainstream scientific theories initially generate a huge wave of creative advances in our understanding, as they pass through the stages of scientific fashion to cult to religion, they ultimately become our greatest impediment to progress. Take the expanding Earth hypothesis as being wrong, but keep it in mind for the future, and if it's of interest to you, do your homework, play with it, and try to modify, extend it, or use continental drift and expanding Earth as inspirations to develop your own concept. But that takes real work and real time on your part.